Your mouth is a creative weapon. It's not a tool for distributing excuses. The first sign of a loser is an excuse. Champions take full responsibility, good or bad, for their outcomes. Tell the world one time what you're gonna do, and that's it. Spend less time talking and more time grinding. Think like a champion. Speak like a champion. And then walk it out. Grind 120 all day, every day. Stop making excuses. Champions make adjustments, not excuses. Every time you justify being average, you invite in the enemy. Mediocrity is a dream killer. Your coach, your trainer, your teacher, your foes is not the problem. It's your consistency. You gotta make a decision. How bad do you want it? Average is on the left. Success is on the right. You gotta choose which one you want.
Welcome to Skating on Thick Ice. You are live on air. It's only me and you, Gecko Charles.
Just the two of us.
Famous song.
No swearing. We're live.
So I think because it's just the two of us, we could probably make this professional.
Yeah.
There'll be no masturbating wall sheet.
No, that's right.
So whatever the other boys are up to, 1G problems. So you would say that's first world, but it's actually third world down in Batalba.
It is.
So let's start on the wrong foot. What have you fucked up on this week?
Oh, fucking hell.
Let's get it out of the way.
I had a week off work to have some...
All week?
No, not last week, the week before. But last week's problem was getting back to work. That was my biggest problem last week, because I was off fully on the staying at home train. I was loving it. And if the builders said they would have worked on for another week, and I probably would have stayed with them another week. But my leave card's taken a slam in. So, yeah.
Fucking hell. When does your leave renew?
Oh, January to January. It's all right. So I got plenty of leave left. But I was smashing it.
You've only got 3 days left and 11 months to go.
I know. Oh, no. I know.
But on the plus side, you are all caught up with Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Didn't even have to record them.
Always pros and cons. So anything else going on?
I struggling. My diet was good from the fitness side of things, but the exercise thing, I'm still procrastinating big time on doing anything other than jujitsu at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think I'm over the hill, but funny enough, diet was something that I wanted to kind of speak about.
Yeah.
That was my proposal for a topic on this podcast.
Oh, that's a good proposal, because I like talking about food.
No. Oh, actually, so if I start off on the wrong foot as well, I've been pretty shit this week. I haven't been to jiu-jitsu at all. I didn't go the day after.
Aye, but half the week you were away.
2 days of it. I did go to the gym and I was trying to get after it when I was away.
Yeah.
It was quite funny at one point because we were sitting by the spa and I read my jiu-jitsu book in like an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there was two big women in the pool doing like aqua aerobics.
All right.
When I say big, I mean fat.
Yeah.
Just for clarity purposes.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there and I just felt that they were getting after it. So I said to Rhiannon, I might go and ask if I can join them.
Yeah.
And she said, don't you dare, they'll think you're taking the piss and all that. So in the end, I didn't go and ask if I could join them. But but I did go to the gym when I was away as well, which isn't usual for me. But yeah, I still, no jiu-jitsu this week. Sucks fucking ass.
Yeah.
And I need to.
Oh, on the thing of jiu-jitsu as well, I hurt my shoulder in jiu-jitsu on Wednesday and both my little toes.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, badly. Could barely
walk. What kind of move is that?
It was like a couple of new boys here and they were obviously white belts like us. And one of them, you might know him, Jordan, quite a big boy. Do you know him?
No.
He said he hadn't been since like June last year. at the end, he was like looking for one stripe scalps, I think, as well, because obviously he's done it before. And so I had a roll with him, and he is like 6 foot odd, he was, and he's quite a big boy, quite toned and everything. I just got mauled. But
good tan on him.
What's that?
Good tan on him.
No, he didn't have a good tan. I won't give him credit. No credit. No credit, no credit for that.
Yeah.
But I had a roll with Jan's mate as well. Do you know that?
Oh yeah.
And he was chucking me in the arm bars everywhere. I pulled off a forward roll out of an arm bar. And
you did.
Yeah. And he was like shout. He was going, "Way, you flipping heck," like shouting. But I don't know what the fuck I done to my shoulder though. But I'm struggling to like lateral raises, side raise type of motion.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with strength that way, so I don't know what I've done to my shoulder.
You fucking...
I know.
It's probably just your vagina.
I know.
Symptoms showing in your shoulder.
I have to fucking laugh in the mirror at myself.
You do need a spell in a mirror.
Yeah, yeah. But apart from that...
As an aside, Jan's mate is a big fucking dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that was the thing, see, last week. Do you know who I rolled with? Jan's mate, who was big. That boy Jordan, who was big. Ed as well, but I done all right with Ed. He kept constantly trying to put me in a triangle choke. He just couldn't.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just couldn't do it. He just kept fucking.
I liked it with Ed when he said he was shrimping at the M4 to get the class.
Yeah, he was. But he's tidy. Ed is. He's a nice bloke. Like,
yeah, he's all right.
But my little toes were battered. I don't know what I did to him. Like.
Somebody was sucking your toes off.
No, I think someone was like trying to tap me out by doing some stuff to my toes.
We'll find out on Wednesday, but, for sure.
Yeah, but there you go. Back now into jiu-jitsu. You went today, didn't you, to jiu-jitsu?
No, I was going to, and I changed my mind last minute. Right.
Little Di didn't go either, did he?
No, he's full of man flu, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I called him Little Di to his face. Yeah, what did he say? But nothing, he just looked, and he is little, and he is
that's
Di.
Right.
But he's probably not used to people calling him Little Di, so I've got to be aware, and not call him.
No, that's right.
You know, I actually really like him, and like I said to you before, he's, for some reason, I just want to invite him over.
Yeah, that's right. He is a nice bloke, isn't he?
Not a curry or nothing like that, just a barbecue.
He might not be able to eat a curry. Might have to have his food chopped up, small pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so that's us off on the wrong
foot. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it sounds like we resigned to it. To be honest, we should be pissed off with... I'm pissed off with not doing fuck all, really.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It is totally overthinking things, I reckon. Do you know, like, Goggins, that book you told me to listen to?
Yeah, you enjoyed that. Just for people can know, just for people who are listening, it's 31 days living with a seal.
Yeah.
And it is amazing.
But Goggins is awesome. But Goggins is all about the moment, isn't he? Like, let's go and do it right now. And our boy Jesse was like, can't do it, I'm in a meeting. Who gives a fuck, let's do it. And it's like, that's like me, Aris. Right, I can't do kettlebells because the fucking... The blinds aren't at the right angle and the fucking TV volume is slightly too high, so I may as well just knock it all on the head for today. And then I'll start tomorrow
When your governor allows it. If Walshy was on, you know, we'd be giving you the goggles.
Yeah, I know.
That it is kind of a
governor. I just got to do it, like. Just got to stop overthinking things and just do it.
100%. Yeah. But I think you need a plan. So this is my plan. So we should get on to there is a gog. 1 second, 2 second pause.
Can I just say one more quick thing to start on the wrong foot? Do you know this is how mad my thinking is? I haven't done kettlebells this week because I've thought in my head that I haven't got the right mat to do it on in my house. So I've reserved a mat almost every day this week for Argos and just haven't picked it up. But in turn, because I haven't got the mat, I haven't done kettlebells. And then it was like only today or yesterday, I thought, just do them. Don't need a mat.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know, because I've got to put them down on the floor properly and that.
You know you're not supposed to choke slam kettlebells.
That's right, yeah. But that's the fucked up thinking.
No, and my brain's exactly the same. I do weird shit and I kind of can't fucking. I am getting better. So since we started this podcast, I am a different human being. And so are you.
Talk things through, innit?
We should talk things through. But yeah,
it's funny how weird people think they are. But when they talk to other people about it, we're all fucked up in the same ways.
Yeah, yeah. People are quite often thinking the same fucked up shit that you think makes you a
That's right. Yeah. Like waiting for the pollen count to be right down before I can do kettlebells.
Even though you're not a legend.
That's right.
Love it. Right, 1 second, pause. Hallelujah, woo-hoo. Amen. So, this is a new feature. There is a God refers to. It's a play on There Is a God, but it's obviously about Goggins. David Goggins, check out Connor with me. So, something cool or inspirational from this week that you've personally read or listened to or whatever.
It's funny, this topic now, because I literally saw something today and it's not even anything to do with celebrity and that. It's
something to do with me, is it?
No, I said not to do with celebrity, boy. Me and Rach went to a kid's birthday party. There was a girl there, one of the mothers, and she's super friendly. Oh, she is super friendly, right? You, nice girl.
You're not supposed to get after her.
No,
I know.
No, I won't get after her. But and her partner, she showed us a picture of them today. He's lost, right? 10 stone. No, he lost over 10 stone and she lost 10 stone on Slimming World, and she showed me the before pictures and she's like,
right, how much is over 10 stone?
I don't know.
That could be 50.
All right, then put it this way. How much did she say he lost? Let's just say it was 12 stone, right? Say it wasn't massively over 10 stone. But put it this way, she was 25 stone. She told me that. Wow. She was and she admits she was a big girl. And he was like a rugby player.
She can't deny it. Right.
And he's a rugby player and he lost a massive amount of weight all in the space of less than a year, just on Slimming World.
Oh, wow. Sounds
and when I see him now, it's not even like the same. Like, looking at that picture now today, I didn't even think it was them. Because it doesn't look a single thing like him. So I thought, that is like getting after it big time. And she said he's into his running, he's into all sorts of fitness now. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, so that was inspirational.
Yeah, that is quite inspirational. When it's just about eating, even though that is probably the most important, if you want to lose weight. I can't help but thinking it's negative as hell. You know, it's kind of like you're just not allowed to do stuff. Like, you're not allowed to eat certain things. Whereas when you're exercising or you're doing jiu-jitsu or whatever, I'm not eating those things because I want a positive impact on something else.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, key for me. But fair play to them. Get after it. This sounds like if there was all four of us, they would get the vote.
Yeah, I think they would. Especially if we had photographic proof, if this was a video podcast. But
we should invite them on.
We should. Say, remember when you were fat, but now you're not. But they'd probably say, I remember when I was fat, but now I'm not. So fuck you.
Can I ask? Because Ben and Daniel David will ask. Or they will want to know. And I think it's something that we should be clearer on when we do these podcasts. Yeah. How did you get into that conversation? Did she come up to you and say, look how fat I was?
Let's have a look. I can't even remember. Oh, we were talking about something and how did it get onto that? Oh, eating crap. We were talking about eating crap. We were. And it was just a general conversation about eating crap because we were in a kids' party. And it just led from that. And she said, have a look at these photos by her. And she showed me a photo of her. It didn't even look a single thing like her. She said, I lost 10 stone like a couple of years ago over the space of a year. And she showed me a picture of her partner and he was like ginormous. And now...
That's almost a stone amount.
She was saying she was losing like 4 or 5 pounds a week constantly for almost a year.
Is she healthy now?
I wouldn't go as far to say she's healthy, but I would say she's a lot healthier than what she was.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. And she's got kids as well, so I think it's a good role model to show her kids that she's not just smashing the food down her neck all the time.
It is good.
One more thing, what was messed up about it all? I was telling her about my mindset towards food, and she was totally in agreement with like writing days off if you have something in the morning. If you're allowed to eat stuff, say it's Christmas, not even just having a few treats, just going ballistic on the treats. And comfort eating is a massive thing, and a vicious circle of comfort eating as well, where you comfort eat, feel bad, so eat more and all that type of thing. So it's funny, isn't it? I was like, it's almost like we're different, but we all have the same mindsets.
Yeah, I suppose,
Yeah, there's my inspirations. What's yours, boy?
That's awesome. Well, quite a lot. I don't want to, go through. Obviously, I was quite, when we were in the spa, there was those two bigger women, which I've already
cleared
mentioned.
Clear it up that you were in an actual health spa, not spa shop down the road.
It was my 10-year anniversary, so we went away for that. But those two big girls, like, they were getting after him. Like, loads of people just watching them. Like, they were jumping up and down and doing this aquarobics. And it wasn't a big pool, so you can imagine all the water.
It was coming out.
It was like a fucking wave machine.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm not being nasty. They didn't give two shits. They just carried on.
That's right.
And so I thought, that's quite inspirational. But it's not the inspirational stuff.
Do you know if you saw two skinny people doing that in a pool? What's the difference in two fat people doing it? They're both getting after it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're at two different points in their journey.
Well, maybe, but I think it takes more guts, and obviously the waves.
And you stayed in them.
Well, I was gonna get a match with them. Ryan stopped me, so I couldn't.
That's fair enough.
But otherwise, I would have 100%. But my inspirational thing from this week. Well, there was actually quite a few bits in that 31 days living with a seal. I quite like Sick Fuck Friday.
Yeah, that was good.
But I did like that Theodore Roosevelt, the man in the arena speech. Remember I sent it to the WhatsApp group?
Yeah, that was good.
Fucking hell, that blows me away. So if anybody has never... I was going to try and add the audio to this. At the end, maybe I will. I couldn't find like a proper remix of it, but... it just talks about, at least trying, and you get credit for trying. And, I'm not going to do it justice.
I like that quote, innit? Better to have tried and failed than never tried before. Oh, was it never to have tried and failed than not have tried at all, or something like that, innit?
Yeah, but at the end of that, it's like, than those weak and timid souls who will never know victory nor defeat. Yeah. I don't want to be one of those weak motherfuckers. Like, I just want to give shit a go. And we are definitely doing that. So that is there is a gog.
That's it. That's it. That's there is a gog over, is it?
Job done. Topic of the week. Diet.
Yeah, go on in.
I propose. So I'm starting a new... training program tomorrow, the calisthenics. I did start bits of it last week just to see the movements out of the world's fitness book, Ross Edgehill. So actually every day I've looked at them, thought I'll piss this and do the workouts and found them much more challenging than I thought.
Right.
So that's really good. But in the book there's diets, and this is really interesting, I think. So I'd be really interested to hear your views on this. So he basically does three diets for 12 weeks, and they were scientifically monitored. Yeah. So one was a healthy, just balanced diet. One was a high-fat diet, and one was a high-carb diet. High-carb, like, that threw me off. I didn't really,
What's the theory behind that, then?
Nothing. Well, the mad thing is, obviously, he done the same amount of exercise for the 12 weeks on each one of the diets. He was monitored all the way through. And the results were almost identical.
Oh.
there were like negligible differences in the outcome. He remained at 8% body fat.
Right. Yeah.
So how mad is that? So looking at diets, like high fat, I've been really into. I think we've talked about
keto diet, that isn't it?
Yeah. But I didn't realize I was looking at stuff today just because I was trying to get a meal plan.
Yeah.
You know, to try and do alongside my training. And like for people with low blood pressure, like mine, high fat diets can be quite dodgy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I didn't realize it's to do with sodium intake and stuff like that. Yeah, so the high carb stuff was like you could have chicken curry and rice, for example, and nachos and salsa.
When you say high carbs, what do you mean? Like higher than average carbs or just total carbs and no protein or fats?
No. So it's just a breakdown of protein and fats. I've got actually to hand. So the I shall find it. It was a different amount of protein and fats, different percentage.
Yeah. I get that, the percentage of the different things. But what I mean is, if you're on a keto diet, you'd be smashing the fats, wouldn't you? But if you're on a high protein, obviously protein. So does that mean on the high carb, you were smashing carbs alone?
No, not alone, no. So the high carb is a 20% protein, 10% fat, 70% carbs. The balanced macros, so the balanced meal is 20% protein, 25% fats, 55% carbs. And the high fat is 20% protein, 70% fat, and 10% carbs.
Wow.
So it's not, none of these meal plans he's suggesting actually, you know, none of them, like, say, don't have any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
He's saying that's not healthy, really.
Is the keto diet saying don't have anything apart from fats and
any sugars? No, you can have protein and stuff. You have to. Like, you couldn't have fats.
No, that's right.
No good ones.
But you can't have carbs with a keto diet.
No. Well, very, very... Under 26 grams a day, I think. I think it differs for everybody, but depending on your size and stuff. But it's about 26 grams of carbs a day.
Do you know, like... all these diets and that, though. Like, it is an industry now, isn't it? So, diets are an industry. So, if people can, like, create a diet and claim it to be this wonder diet, they can sell products and things and books around it.
Well, what's mad is you try... the high carb looked like the easiest thing for me to follow, okay? Because they just...
Because you love crisps.
You know, yeah, well, I can't have crisps in that because there's a certain type of carbs you can't have anyway. But, like, so when I Googled high-carb diet, you want to try finding one of those. There's no fucking chance. It's all low-carb and shit like that. So what I finally decided, I don't know what you think about this, is that I'm just going to, all I'm going to do this week is make sure I have enough protein every day. Do you know how much protein we should be having?
Is it something like per kilo? Go on, tell me, because I'm guessing.
Well, I'm not sure. I thought it was 2 grams of protein per kilo of body weight.
Right, yeah.
Ben thinks it's two grams of protein per pound of body weight.
So that would be almost doubling.
Well, it is doubling in any case, because it's 2 to 1, you might fish.
2.2.
Yeah, but no, it will be a different... it'll be almost double in terms of, like, how much protein you need.
Yeah.
So if it was on kilos, I'd need 160 a day.
But if it was pounds, you'd need double.
360.
Fuck, that's a lot. Fuck.
I
can't imagine it being that. No disrespect, Ben, but that's a lot of protein.
I know, but apparently it's quite easy. He said when he had a roll with you, he had 2 protein bars and a protein drink, and that was like 60 or 70 grams of protein just in one go.
Yeah, but then, what I look at more than grams, I'm a calorie counter. So if you were counting calories of those 2 bars and 2...
You are a calorie counter.
But I bet that would be a few hundred calories there.
So what's the point?
With me trying to lose weight, you've obviously got to have a calorie deficit.
Yeah, you have.
But Mr. Ben is looking to bulk up, isn't he? Because he's...
Well, he's just on about in terms of, like, if you want like, proper muscle growth, which is what I want to do, actually. I should say that. I'm not looking to lose weight as such. In fact, I've lost half a stone since I started jujitsu.
Not just jujitsu. You've been smashing the push-ups out, so you've been doing other things.
Well, I stopped that for a while, but... You know, I have been quite fit and I go to karate, don't I? I'm much fitter than I was.
And it's good going, considering you knocked the old cancer sticks on the head.
I know, 6th of September, but still cracking on.
Yeah, so, but you know, that's the thing. See, I always, I was talking to Rachel about this the other day. She was like, oh, you got to start. She said, oh, you should start trying to put muscle on. And I'm like, you can't do both. You can't lose weight and put muscle on because you've got to be in a calorie deficit, I would have thought.
Yeah, but you need to lose weight.
Yeah, I do need to lose a bit more. But what Rach was saying to me, which I think she's right, is she said, you don't need to lose weight. You need to change your body shape. That's what Rach was saying to me.
Yeah, and I mean, that sounds good, but...
But the inner fucker in me is worried about trying to put on muscle, because as soon as I start increasing my calories, I'm thinking, am I going to just start putting weight back on?
Yeah, but is it the right type of calories? Because we were saying this before, not all calories are made equal. Because you could get 20 grams of, 20 calories from an avocado or 20 calories from something else. From a chip. Yeah, and which is, they're not the same
thing. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
They're not the same nutritional value for your body. No,
that's it. Diet is so complex. I know very little about it, to be honest.
Mammy, and I'd like in future to get somebody on who does know something about
my knowledge of diet is so limited, right, that when I think about losing weight, I am literally I literally eat broccoli, runner beans and chicken, or broccoli, runner beans and beef, or broccoli, runner beans, and do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? It's that limited that I know.
Fucked up.
That's what I mean. It's not like proper meals. I'm just I'm eating foods for a means to an end rather than enjoying meals.
Yeah.
But it works. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm losing weight, but it's.
Oh, you've definitely lost. You've lost.
I've lost about 2 stone since we started jujitsu. But like Rach says, and I do have moments because the diet I do is non-sustainable because I'm not actually, it's not like living, eating proper foods. I'm constantly conscious of eating boring runner beans and broccoli and eggs and fucking chicken and steak and things like that.
Fuck, that's not boring.
Fucking hell, it is, boy.
It depends how you do it. The thing to think about, and I think we talked about this before when we debunked the
professor,
is that your body can't be catabolic and anabolic at the same time. So you can't So when people say, I want to lose weight and tone up, well, you can't fucking have those things, can you? So you either lose weight or you gain muscle. You can't
do both. Can
you do the same? So, but if you put on muscle, what will happen is your body to fat ratio will go down, which is fucking beneficial to you.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because your metabolism speeds up when you got more muscle, hence you're burning more calories.
Yeah, but say currently I've got half a stone of fat on me. If I put on another 2 stone of muscle.
Yeah.
I might put on a little bit more fat, but the ratio has dropped dramatically. So I won't lock fat because I'm a bigger.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's people online that show before and after, and they show before when they're out of shape and all flabby and that, but then they show after, but they're actually the same weight, but their whole body composition has changed.
Oh, yeah. That's mad. I'm not a big fan of before and after shit. I just don't care about before.
Aye, but what if you care about the after?
You are?
Did you hear that then? She tried ringing me. I fucking cut her right off.
Well done. You did cut off. If she knows, she's probably listening live. She's phoned him again. His head will be going right up. Gecko Charles.
Do you hear that?
Gecko Charles. No, I didn't.
Oh, she rang me. I just cut it off. I said, I'll ring you back. Yeah. Again. No, no. There you go.
She's probably listening live.
Yes, in the middle of a podcast, like, man.
Yeah. Tell her about this important shit. Oh, has she ever listened to
I
this?
Don't know. She might have. I'm not sure.
Well, I will. Because it's an extra
Yeah,
penny.
Get some knowledge.
Get Walshy a penny. That's the fucking campaign we're having.
Fucking hell, we need to get fucking Ben a penny. Start investing in some 1G for him.
Fuck, yeah, we stick a satellite up in Bryn, but we'll have like fucking three
bloke
customers.
With the mast holding our fucking aerial up on the top of the mountains, just fucking gone for a piss or something, haven't he? And left the fucking aerial on the floor.
He's on break. But in terms of like this diet shit, what's mad is I'm going to try and do the protein only this week and just carry on eating healthy. And I see how they go. I did go to Tesco today and bought this high protein porridge. Yeah. Which is like 5 pots for £4. It was like 22 grams of protein.
Yeah,
in the
they're
porridge.
Good, they are, they?
Yeah, and then I bought some protein boost granola. I bought everything. I bought protein.
Is that
crisps.
Protein is like the gimmick now, and it's like a big thing. People are, they've latched onto the protein. The protein, like people want protein, don't they?
Yeah, well, I honestly feel a difference when I've had that. You know, enough protein. But this week now, I'm training 4 times. I know we'll cover it in goals, but I'll be training this calisthenics 4 times a week. I'll be doing karate, jiu-jitsu twice.
Fucking hell, that's good going, Alice.
I know, so I'll need the protein for my muscle recovery or I'll be fucked.
Yeah, that's it. I said, oh, Muff, do you know when we do the next section? Can we just stop it and then carry on? Is that fine?
Let's do that now. Let's do that now, and then we'll pick you back up.
Give you a minute. Yeah, text me then, and I'll join back in.
Well, you let me know when you finish. Drop
nice
text.
One. Take it easy. Right. Ta-da. Put it in the green bin. Vegetables, meat, and dairy. It's really not scary. Put it in the green bin.